I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten, and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. You're listening to Make Some Noise, Minisode number 586. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad that you are here. I'm a little nervous about this mini-sode because it's a bit of a combination of a personal update as well as a lesson for you, for anybody who is maybe going through some change in your life. Maybe you are anticipating it or it's actually happening, or really for anyone. You know, you can keep this in your back pocket or send it to somebody that you know is going through a shift in their life. I mean, at any given moment, we're going through shifts, right? That's why you're here, to learn and to better understand and to seek new information. And hopefully I deliver that to you. I mentioned a couple days ago on the podcast that just came out that I am going to be starting weekly live streams on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok on Wednesdays at noon Eastern time. That's 9 Pacific. I believe that's 5 p.m. in the UK. Any other time zone, you're going to have to look it up. I'm sorry. I don't know, and I tend to mess them up. But I'm excited about this. I am going to be, you know, it might have to do with the podcast. It might be just having Q&A and interacting with you. I never usually run out of things to talk about. It's a gift. I don't fight it. It can annoy people at times, but that lends for doing things like having a podcast and being able to go live on social media. And hopefully I can serve you by doing that. Whether you just want to stop by and say hi, learn more about my offerings. I'm probably not going to be talking about that a whole lot, but I am going to be talking about all things women's empowerment, self-help, strategies, tools. And I really love the thought of starting to interact with you guys more and being able to, in real time, answer your questions, hear about specific challenges that you're facing, and give you some answers, give you some advice, give you some strategies to try out. And I'm just really pumped for it. So starting on March 6th, 2024, it'll be every Wednesday. At least I do have possible jury duty the 19th. So there's some Wednesday. So if I'm not there, that's wise, because I got called into jury duty. But at any rate, that's happening and it's coming up. And I also have 2 openings for private coaching right now for any of you that want some private, unwavering support from yours truly. Head on over to AndreaOwen.com/links for everything that you need to know about that. All right. I'm going to start this podcast episode. I'm almost positive this is going to be a 2-parter because I don't want it to go too long. But I'm going to start this by reading something to you that I saw on social media, and it really stopped me in my tracks. And I know that just by way of the algorithm, I don't think this is, you know, some kind of like spiritual I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I should be nicer to the universe that I'm attracting this. I think what happened was I started watching these videos more and interacting with them. So the algorithm sort of keeps serving them up to me, which I'm kind of leaning on is really how the universe works and energy. As you know, I've dabbled in the law of attraction here and there, and I've talked about it here on the show, and I have had guests on who are experts in it. But there was this one particular piece of writing that was written by a woman named Zanna Keithley, and I'm going to tag her in the show notes. And I'll tag her account as well as this particular post, because it's her words, but it was read by it sounded like an AI generated voice, and the imagery that went with it was really beautiful, which also had me stop and listen. But it's four short paragraphs, and I want to read it to you, and then I'm going to talk about kind of what that means to me and how I am leaning into this and incorporating it into my life. It doesn't have a title. Again, the woman who wrote this, her name is Zanna Keithley, and she says, "Maybe you can't see it yet, but you can feel it. You can sense it. Somewhere deep within you, you know. Something is happening that you can't quite see. Energy that is working in your favor. Tiny synchronicities aligning in perfect timing, a shift happening in the universe that you can feel deep down in your bones. And your thinking mind may still have doubts, but your beating heart knows this is real. What's meant for you is coming. You are seen and you are being taken care of in ways you can't even imagine. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And right now, your only job is to keep making space. Keep letting go of what no longer serves you. The limiting beliefs, the old stories, the heavy baggage you've been carrying that isn't meant to come with you into this next chapter. Make space for what's meant for you. Make space for what's coming. Soon you'll understand how everything that has happened has led you to this moment. Soon you'll see. This whole universe is about to open up for you." I just love that so much and just feel honored that I was able to read it to you in my voice over here on the show. And we need to take a quick ad break. And when we come back, I'm going to unpack that a little bit. We'll be right back. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal and that they won't already have, can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. Okay, we're back. I am going to intentionally keep this one kind of short because I'm going to make a part two that will come out in a couple of weeks. That's an extension of this one. And I'm just going to give you sort of a snapshot of an update, if you will, what's been happening over here so that I can use my own life as sort of an example on how to be able to try your best to lean into these types of pieces of writing, these types of, I don't know if you want to call it advice, just ways of being, which can be incredibly helpful for some. If it's for you, stick around if it's for you. And I put out a podcast episode last July, I believe that it was, where I let you all know that I had made the decision to leave my marriage, which was both an excruciating decision and also really hard for me to talk about here on the podcast. Not because I'm, you know, worried about being transparent. You know, I've been vulnerable on the internet before. I feel like it was, you know, sort of right out of the gate back in 2007 when I started blogging more regularly in 2008, I think, and was just airing out all my dirty laundry. And there were people in my life who were like, do you have to do that? Are you sure that's what you want to do? maybe keep some things private. And I just felt like I'm going to die if I don't tell this story. Anyway, I am not afraid to do that, but because this is so personal and, you know, it involves my children's father and my kids, that most things are going to have to remain private for that reason. I just want to be respectful of people's privacy. So a lot of things I will not be able to disclose. And also I will try my best to disclose what I can, but be sort of vague about it. And just, I think that for the first time, the one thing that I will say is for the first time in my life that I can remember, this decision was based on choosing myself and having to make a decision where both outcomes weren't my favorite, either to stay or to go, and really having to decide, okay, well, do I want to continue to self-abandon, just sort of my pattern, or do I want to choose myself and essentially like run towards myself with open arms and sometimes closed eyes? I have someone close to me that always says, Andrea loves to run around corners with her arms wide open, but her eyes closed. Meaning I can tend to make like reckless and risky decisions in the name of love, but not be very smart about it. And so I kind of worry about that, you know, like, but it's not. It was, you know, a very long time to make the decision. And I feel like I'm kind of taking the long way to talk about this. But logistically speaking, I'm still in our marital home. And on a professional note, my business that I've had officially since 2010 experienced the biggest hit and setback in its lifetime starting in 2020, really at the onset of the pandemic. And I'm just now, spring of 2024, trying to climb my way out. The last few years have been a complete blur. I was sick and emotionally distracted and sicker than I think I even realized or admitted looking back. And now that I'm, you know, that I feel, I would say about 80% better, just totally didn't realize how sick I was. It's kind of like when you, I always say, like, have you ever gotten a new mattress? And then when you get the new mattress, you realize like how, just how bad the other one was. I have a new client who was let go of a job. And she said, she's like, I did not realize how toxic it was until I got my severance package and was out for about a month. And this is the same thing with my illness. I did not realize how sick I was until I felt better. And so being sick and emotionally distracted for so long, I was not able to put my mind and my heart into my business. I was able to do it in my work, and there's a difference. I was able to write a book, a whole ass book. I wrote Make Some Noise during that time. I served my one-on-one clients, and I'm so proud of the work that they did and really proud of how I showed up. Like, I gave them everything that I could, and that book and the work, but my business really, really suffered the worst that it possibly could. And if anyone is an entrepreneur out there and you have started your own business, you know that if that happens, I mean, I won't get into it too much, but businesses tend to have souls. And I know that might sound like really weird and woo-woo, but they do. And I think that when you own your own business, it can be traumatizing. And that is something that I didn't realize. When things aren't working out, when there is a global pandemic and your business is hit really, really hard, and you've never done that before, and you are the sole person, you are the only employee that is responsible for making all the decisions and responsible for making the revenue in order to pay the contractors and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It can be traumatizing when it all falls apart. And if, like me, you aren't well emotionally and physically in your personal life, it really was the perfect storm. So now in 2024, the spring, as I am recording this for you, I'm like, have officially like pulled myself out of the mud, and I'm still muddy, but I'm like, okay, I'm ready and I'm excited. I'm both ready and excited and scared, per usual, as we all are when we're about to do something hard and vulnerable. But I just loved this so much, this passage. Maybe you can't see it yet, but you can feel it. You can sense it somewhere deep within you. You know something is happening that you can't quite see, energy that is working in your favor. These are all things that I deeply, deeply feel. And you know, it's the letting go of what no longer serves you, the limiting beliefs, the old stories, the heavy baggage, and walking into a brand new chapter. And our life is full of chapters, full of them, so many that we'll have. And some of them are longer and bigger and more meaningful than others. And I have, you know, still sort of in the midst of closing down a very large and meaningful and really fucking beautiful chapter of my life with the ending of my 15-year marriage. And I will take with it like so many beautiful memories. And also it's been really, really difficult. And so I am elated that, like it says, like Zanna said, soon you'll understand how everything has happened that has led you to this moment. This whole universe is about to open up for you. And I believe that. I believe that with my whole heart. And here's the thing about me, and I wish this for all of you, and I'm going to end here on this note. I don't know if it's something that I just consciously decide to do, or if it's something that is sort of wrapped up and woven into my DNA, or that I'm just sort of delusional in this way. But no matter how many times I get my heart broken, and I'm about to be 49, I still will get up and run towards love like my life depends on it. No matter how many times I get beat down, I will still get up and try over and over again. To me, I love life and people and love and all of it. Connection and intimacy and like all of these emotions and experiences and people. I love it with my whole fucking heart. my whole chest. And I think deep down, we all are like that. And I also think that we make the decision whether or not to keep getting up with gusto or to stay down and, you know, stay in old stories and stay in old patterns. And like, boy, I have been in that place of staying in old stories and old patterns. And I think we have different moments along the way, along our lives, where we kind of wake up. You know, the universe kind of grabs us by the shoulders and we are at a decision-making place of whether or not we're going to keep moving forward and let go of things and say goodbye. And Lord knows, saying goodbye is the fucking hardest thing for me to do. I am so attached, you guys. Like, detachment and surrender have been like the two biggest life lessons that I will continue to work on for the rest of my life. I've just accepted that it's going to be my thing. And I know I've been sort of all over the place in this mini-sode here, but so I'm going to end there so I don't keep rambling on and on. And I'm grateful for you that you listen each week and that I can be this vulnerable on the show and you guys DM me and say like, thanks for talking about that. I'm going through something similar, or I went through something similar, or my sister is going through something similar, or any of those. I appreciate your DMs so much. And even just that you listen to the show and that you tell your friends about it, I appreciate you. So come and say hi on the live stream if you're available. Again, Wednesdays, noon Eastern time. And if you're not on my email list, because you'll get like reminders and those types of things, head on over to andreaowen.com/links where you'll see it. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to my little bit of rambling. And remember, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye for now. Hey, listeners, if you work for a company that does professional development, did you know that I offer leadership training, more specifically, empathy and assertiveness and how it makes stronger teams? You can see more on my speaking page at andreaowen.com/speaking, where there's also a contact button there so you can fill out that form and let's chat.
Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.